Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Just standing there.
You are listening to the Saturday morning program known as the Computer Corner, award-winning, the IEEE Award, Tech TV Award, all kinds of good awards, and lots of people listening from around the world. As a matter of fact, we forgot to put our roll call out there. If you're listening via the web outside of the Phoenix metro area, we want to hear from you. Just let us know where. We've got our Scottish connection.
We do?
Yes. I can't wait to go there. I'm gonna look this
Scotland.
Guy up. Scotland!
Maybe he'll invite us into his home.
Yes.
For a spot of tea. Oh, that's the wrong place, isn't it?
We're hitting foreign countries like Scotland, Texas, Canada.
Yeah.
All kinds of
that's
crazy
right.
stuff.
Like yeah. Texas.
Yeah.
For those of you who missed it the first time.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
But if you're outside of the Phoenix area, he forgot to mention our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and go to the bottom.
Just
either
use the suggestion one.
Ask yourself a question or make yourself a suggestion. Either way, we'll get the stuff right here live and on the air and in the studio and
give you acknowledgement
props,
on the air.
As they say.
Yes.
Mary and Chandler, who we alluded to before we went to break, has gremlins inside her PC, or at least somebody she thinks might have taken control or tried to.
Mary, you're not quite contrary, are you?
No.
Okay. I've heard about those.
Yes.
You are having what kind of anomaly?
Well, 2 days ago I went to check my email,
mm-hmm.
and I left the room, came back in, and I had a warning sign from McAfee. I have Internet Security 5, and I have the firewall included in that. But anyway, it gave me a warning that to shut down immediately.
Whoa!
And I did.
Wait. It gave you a warning to shut down immediately.
Yeah. That
there's probably something in between there that might have been helpful.
Well, I know, but the problem is all I saw was the seconds ticking down. I didn't get to see if I was being attacked or if it was a virus or what, but it just said to shut it down immediately.
Okay, so then what have you done since then?
So then I shut it down. Unfortunately, it wouldn't reboot. And I tried reinstalling Windows. I didn't care about the files. I've kept everything backed up, but it will not recognize Windows XP at all. And I've put in my emergency boot disk for my virus protection.
You're trying to boot right to the Windows XP CD, and it won't let you do that?
Right.
Okay.
And so I went back. It's a Dell system. I went back in and installed the Windows ME, which it did recognize, but it still will not load the Windows XP at all.
Have you talked to people at Dell at all?
Yep.
Okay.
Gone through McAfee.
And when you call down to Dell, make sure you ask for Michael Dell himself, otherwise you're not going to get very good support.
By the way, Mary, it's McAfee.
McAfee, thank you.
Just so sounds.
What did I say?
McAfee.
It's one of Ken's pet peeves.
It's phonetically McAfee, but John McAfee likes to be called
McAfee,
John.
Yeah, he corrects me no less than twice a week.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
Hey, Norton!
So anyway, I've gone as far as I can with
well,
the
if you're
and the monkeys down at Dell just say sorry. Good luck.
Because ME came with the system and I've installed XP, they won't touch XP.
Of course.
Well, will they help you get it back to ME running with those recovery CDs that they got?
Which is what we did, and we've got it back and running on ME. But it will begin to load the CD of the XP, and then it stops and says I don't have a valid CD for XP in there, which I have a full version. Brand new copy of it.
Now, I did just install
a hard drive three weeks ago, 100 gig.
But if you have a full version of Windows XP,
uh-huh.
and you try to install it over an existing...
Well, I did it both. I tried to do it before, and I've tried to do it after. And before, when I had loaded it, I had done it over the ME, and I had some conflict errors, so I took off the ME and then installed it as a new one. It won't let me do either.
I'm thinking a
you've
Mac.
Got something else going on, is my guess, because if you got ME back on there, your PC... sounds like is fairly functional, but there's something going on with why XP won't load that probably has nothing to do with whatever perceived hacking or anything else that occurred there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some hardware issue. Yeah. You ever heard of a Macintosh?
Yeah.
You sure it's not called a Macintosh?
I know.
Macintosh. It's one of those things that obviously if we were in front of the machine, we could probably try about 5-6 different things.
Right.
The first thing as far as it not being able to boot to the XP CD, obviously you have to make sure in the BIOS that the computer knows to look at the CD as a boot device.
Yeah.
We're going to assume the CD is clean and free from scratches and dents and nicks.
Correct, and I did just download on Windows or in Microsoft, they allow you to download bootable disks. mm-hmm. you know, to start the process.
Right.
And so I've just done that. I'm going to give that a try and then see if it will go from the disc.
Well, here's...
Lindos.
Lindos, yeah.
That's the answer.
Here's the bottom line. You may... I mean, if the Windows ME installation's working and
yes.
you're having to go through all this just to get XP on,
uh-huh.
you may go through this whole process just to expose whatever the problem is and find that it's not going to work until you kind of address this issue.
Uh-huh.
This is the exact same process you went through before when it did work?
Correct.
And has any hardware changed before you?
I installed a new hard drive 3 weeks ago.
That's it.
100 gig.
That's the only thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Is your computer, how old is this computer?
3 years.
Okay.
Ah, we're getting somewhere.
There's an excellent chance
okay.
that your computer has no idea what that drive is, and it doesn't probably see it as 100 gigabytes.
Yeah, it did. It's been fully functioning and acknowledged that I had the 100 gig. I have the 20 gig I kept as a slave.
There's a good possibility, though, that without some help through some special little software program that may run before,
uh-huh.
that 100 gig is not recognized and XP is incompatible with that piece of software, what we call a drive overlay.
Okay, even though it loaded and was functioning for 3 weeks?
On the 100 gig?
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, it's perfectly running.
All right, I thought that was new since all this
happened. I've been functioning perfectly on it. The only thing that's new is the warning I got 2 days ago that told me to shut down.
Yeah, well, I have a real problem with McAfee's internet security modules. It's scareware in a lot of cases, and,
uh-huh.
and they, you know, we're here to protect you. Let's do you want me to do this for you? Yes, go.
Have it set awfully high. In fact, Windows Explorer can't even do a search without giving it permission.
Yeah,
but that's my choice, just because I've had some.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a physical hardware firewall,
uh-huh.
You know, unless you really want to know everything that's going on that's outbound on your computer,
right.
I wouldn't even bother loading all that software in addition to.
No, I don't have a router. I need to get one.
Oh, okay.
I do have Cox.
Yeah.
And I even turn that off when I'm not checking my email or online, which is very little of the time. I don't enjoy going
online. Paranoia will destroy you.
Yeah. So anyway, the hard drive's been fully functioning. It's.
Without seeing this thing in front of me, we got to the point where it's just beyond what my brain over the phone is going to help with.
The other thing you can try is if you don't care what's on the 20 gig, put it in as the primary and see if you can get XP to work with it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then do you have access to the Ghost program? You ever see
Norton
Ghost? Ghost basically allows you to make a forensic copy or a sector by sector copy from one hard drive to another.
It's not a forensic or a sector by sector.
Not forensic. It's
data copy.
Yeah. A data. Basically, what it does is just duplicates the drive over, even though they're different sizes.
Well, I don't mind. I've lost everything at this point anyway because I've already reformatted the hard drive, so I don't mind making the 20 gig my initial and the.
Go
center of my
to
plate.
The Mac.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
Lindos, baby.
Mac is your friend.
I would love to have a Mac.
Good luck with that, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
Can you believe I'm saying that?
You know, she'd love to have a Mac.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got to do a show soon on there's sites and software you can install on your computer that can make it look and feel like a Mac or like a Linux box, whatever, for people who want to have it.
You get the look of Mac, but the instability of Windows. I like that!
The look of Mac and the instability of Windows as the Computer Corner continues after the news.